Hello, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, a management consulting firm. And tell everybody, if they're listening or watching on our YouTube channel, we're being hosted for all these interviews at the accounting and consulting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray in Canton, Mass. And my co-host is Kelly Berardi.
Hello.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for always hosting us. I'll let you introduce our next guest. You're good at this stuff.
Okay. Don't mind. Sure. This is Dan Capobianco from the law offices of Daniel B. Capobianco on Franklin Street in Boston. Great. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome back again.
Thank you.
Right. So what's the hot topic for the new year?
Oh, the hot topic. I don't know. They're still talking about the Trump tax plan and the stock market, and everything seems to be all very rosy.
Well, I'm like I'm like the Patriots lineman who, you know, like, you know, protecting, you know, the running backs. I have, for this tax discussion, I have Kelly here. Here's my expert, because she's a tax maven as well. So tell us what you think's going on that we need to be looking at or discussing.
Well, I think it's an interesting landscape. Obviously, there's a little bit of uncertainty. I tend to focus more on estate planning and business succession planning. So, you know, there's a lot of closely held businesses that, you know, when the tide comes in, their boats rise. And so there's a lot of positive feeling in at least the closely held business. But there's also concern as to what's going to happen for the future. Is the business going to pass to the next generation? So, you know, historically, it was a tax-driven process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if business is worth $11 million, obviously there's a potential estate tax. And so a lot of clients, they're taking the approach, they're actually taking what politicians say literally. And it's like, well, I'm not going to have an estate tax. I don't need to worry about anything. So it just becomes an education process.
Right. And also, I think an education process in that this stuff isn't going to happen overnight, right? I think the expectation is that all this tax reform is going to happen in 2 months, and that's just not at all possible.
Yeah, and actually, I don't like to bring up the past, but I always say, look at what happened with the Bush administration, because that was a platform of repealing the so-called death tax and saving the family farm and family business. It really didn't get repealed. It disappeared for literally 1 year, and then it came back on the books again. And in fact, there is a little known law that you really can't repeal a money-raising provision in the tax law.
Mm-hmm.
It won't hang around. It has to come back on the books within 10 years. I think that's called the Byrd Rule.
And they can't get rid of that?
They might be able to, but I think statistically it's a little difficult even in today's heavily Republican skewed Congress. It'll be fascinating to watch this one play out.
So how would you prepare for the year?
My advice to clients is always don't plan on what you don't know. Plan on the facts as you know them. And it's just a matter of building flexibility into, at least in my world, building flexibility into whatever trust document you create or whatever estate plan you create. You put enough options in the plan where if there is a changing environment, you can always go back and do a second look.
Right.
But you can't really assume something's going to happen and it doesn't. I think a lot of people assume that the stock market was going to crash. It went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They definitely went the other way for now.
For now.
That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I'm not an investment advisor, but, you know, that's got to be a tough call as to how high is high. Will the momentum continue?
Interesting.
But I'm not going to pine on that.
But are your clients calling you a lot more right now than they were, let's say, 90 days ago?
Well, it depends upon your client base. Yeah, some clients I have constant communication with because the larger the client, the more moving parts in the client's business and personal life, the more interaction they have with the variety of things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever tax things have happened in 2016 have already happened. They've either bought, sold, made money,
lost money.
All
right, there's nothing you can do about that, yeah.
Right.
So that's more of a cleanup exercise. In the planning piece, it's t- to me, it's business as usual. Let's look at what your position looks like, see what your family looks like, what are your goals, what are your hopes, what are your fears, what are your desires, what do you want to see happen, and that we make it happen in spite of what's happening around us in the environment.
But I mean, we can make a pretty good assumption that things are going to change dramatically in the next 6 months.
The only certainty in life is change.
Right, but we know with a president who's clearly got a different agenda, the Republicans controlling the House and the Senate, that things are going to change dramatically. We just don't know exactly how.
Right. So
you can only hold a filibuster so long.
Let's just focus in on the tax piece. Okay.
So okay.
Let's assume that tomorrow somebody unrolls, let's say January 21st, the president unrolls his tax plan.
Right.
I think it would be monumentally historic if anything got passed before the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Because it's just not the way the process works. Mm-mm. Now, it will be a major heads up, like, uh-oh, here it is. And most legislation is prospective. So again, if things get rolled out on January 21, if you're on the ball from a planner's perspective, you're going to now see what's going away, what's coming back. The general rule is a tax reduction on one end is a tax increase on another end, mm-hmm. because it's a zero-sum game. You can't give it away.
Well,
you have to be able to pay for it.
Especially with
if we're using logic.
Right.
That's not always been the case.
This goes back, though, to see that, and this is political tweaking. They have these imaginary spreadsheets. So it's, if we reduce the tax rate.
They being the government?
The folks that passed the tax law.
Okay.
Congressmen. So by way of example, we're going to drop the corporate tax rate down to 15%. In order to get that passed, the assumptions have to be, okay, Apple and Microsoft and all those folks are going to repatriate billions and billions of dollars. That's going to be a cash infusion into the economy. They're going to increase wages. That's going to increase income taxes. And so the increase in the income taxes is going to offset the decrease in the corporate taxes. Those are the assumptions, realistic or not.
Well, we saw last week, Ford said yes, Toyota said no.
Mm-hmm. Again, there's a lot of yeses and nos going on.
Right.
But I'm just trying to give an example. So,
right.
Like, for instance, there's talk of repealing the alternative minimum tax. You know, that's a tax that creeps in when you least expect it. Now, as a practical matter, if you get rid of the alternative minimum tax, it implies that the effective tax rate is going to go up. You don't know that until you actually start working numbers through. But there will be tax increases somewhere. They tend to be hidden.
Right. That's interesting. So let me ask you, Dan, if somebody wanted to get some advice in this area from you, how would they find you?
Internet. Google my name.
Right.
And
do you want to spell it so that people have it just in case?
Sure. CAPOBIANCO. Right. And my webpage is fairly easy to remember. It's dbclawyer.com.
Oh, you learned your lesson from the long name.
Mm. Yes. And they can also reach you via telephone at 617-261-5355.
Yes.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I want to thank Kelly. Kelly, I'm sure you're in the same questions also. Lots of tax questions all
the time. Lots of tax questions. It's just trying to hypothesize what's going to happen.
Do people text you a lot with questions this time?
They do, especially family, friends, and things like that.
Family, friends.
Constantly. Free tax advice.
I get that. My brother was practicing law long before I was practicing, and he talked to me about having to manage friends' expectations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a good lesson I learned. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank Dan for being on the show again today. We're at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories after these messages.
Thank you.